The Good Day Program with Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. Richie won't be in probably until Friday, I'm guessing. I talked to him last night, and for the first time in his treatment, those of you who were all interested in Richie and his trials and tribulations, the fact that he's into his third month of this, and he hasn't really been nauseous until yesterday. He said he really was whatever went on. It's very interesting how mind, and he said this to me, mind overtakes matter. He said he knew his body wasn't really any different than it had been, but his mind told him because there were things he smelled, mm-hmm. and as soon as he smelled them, it made him nauseous. Hmm. I thought that was really very telling about how the mind works. Hmm. And by the way, I think that is part of what you need to apply. Any of you who are going through something like this, where you really have to have a strong will and a strong mind in order to survive, Richie has that, and I have no doubt whatsoever that he's going to lick this thing. But in terms of the reality, he may be a tough guy, but this thing will knock you right on your butt. The Hodgkin's lymphoma is one thing. Any of you who have had it or know somebody who's had it in your family, friends, whatever, it can be pretty tough stuff. It's localized, but it takes a lot to get it, so they're giving him a really strong blast of this chemo, and when he sits in that chair for 4 or 5 hours at a time, and then he gets up and tries to maneuver himself around, it's not easy to do. Richie's a pretty good-sized guy, 6 feet. What does he weigh, a couple of hundred pounds? Anyway, so he's not, it's not like he was Casper Milquetoast or somebody that could be blown out of town on a good wind. But it's just, this is tough stuff. And it brings me around to my favorite expression this week. Maybe I've used it before, but I certainly think about Diana Nyad, Roberta. Mm-hmm. Never give up.
That's right.
Never give up. You have something important in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, something that you want to do, you're looking at some, whatever your heart's desire is, never, never give up. God love her.
They say tenacity is half of winning.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yep. And of success.
888-302-3684. All right, so give us a tease as to what the deals are from the Queen of Cheap today, Roberta.
Ooh, we have some incredible buy one, get one free deals for you and some magazine subscriptions and a huge sale if you're still out shopping for back-to-school stuff.
All right, that's coming up in a few minutes here on the Doug Good Day program. Kenny monitoring social media. We're having a little fun with the John McCain poker game that was going on. I don't know if there's anything new there. We posted a story of McCain at DougSteffen.com admitting to playing poker with himself while he's on the Senate floor listening to Kerry, tell the story that probably McCain's heard 13 times over the weekend. But he needs to be there, so instead of working on notes or reading some bill, he's playing poker, which I find rather revealing. If I were sitting there and I were a senator, I think I'd just soon be reading some bill or getting the nuance of something that was important, not playing poker. So what do you have, Ken?
It's a lot of the same stuff being repeated, but if you go to Twitter, one of the top trending things is John McCain is more useless than, and you just put a hashtag in front of that. And fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. John McCain is more useless than Republican House members, the people that voted for him. Cher at a Mensa convention. Sarah Palin at a Mensa convention.
I didn't get it.
Wile E. Coyote's plans to capture the Roadrunner.
Wait a minute. I think Cher is pretty smart. The suggestion is she's not that smart. I thought she was pretty smart. I understand the Sarah Palin comment, but I don't get the Cher comment. Is she not that smart? Apparently.
I don't.
Huh. Right, anyway.
I don't know. Outside of being in a movie, I don't know if I've ever heard her in conversation
having
or talk
conversation.
About anything.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe somebody knows something that we don't, and you can ply us with your info at 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, sort of the headline that caught my eye with regard to Syria this hour, will Congress approve Obama's plan to police the world? The vote comes up today. And a lot of people believe he has the authority to carry out this military action. He said he thought the country would be stronger if we took this particular course. I don't believe the outcome is certain by any stretch of the imagination in either the Senate or the House. Rand Paul is stirring up people in the Senate and in the House. Well, there are so many different factions. How the heck do you know which way is up? It's interesting that there are some, like Bernie Sanders in from Vermont, who are really trying to upset the apple cart here. There are some who are on board. A strange bedfellow. Politics makes such strange bedfellows. Rand Paul agreeing with, or Bernie Sanders agreeing with, Paul and Sanders are trying to spearhead the stopping of this invasion into Syria. And they would not normally probably agree that ice cream came from milk. They're so different. But they're joining forces to block this measure. The plan, according to the president, is in our national security interest. See, that's the hard part. Most people don't get that. How is it in our security interest? I get the fact that you want to help somebody who's been kicked. I get that. Mm-hmm. But I don't see Syria being in our national interest. Anybody here think Syria is in our national interest?
Well, I think what they feel is that if Syria starts sending these chemical weapons all over the place in the Middle East, it's really going to really cause havoc in the region.
Yeah.
And what I found impressive
is that speculation
is that the Arab states want action against Syria. That's the interesting thing about it.
Well, they're willing to pay us. They're all there because they don't want what's going on there to spread to their corner of the world. Yeah. So why don't they go do it?
And also because of the refugee problem is also seriously taxing the resources of the country. They have over 2 million refugees.
Yeah. 15,000 have been given asylum in Sweden. Mm-hmm. They're moving that far up. Roberta and Doug and Ken, later on in this hour, we're going to check what's going on in the world of television, have some news about Roberta's favorite vampire series, amongst other things. Today is the beginning of the Jewish New Year.
Happy
sundown
New Year.
Tonight until, it goes 2 days through, Friday night, right? You can eat again if you're Jewish on Friday night?
I think you can eat. It's next week, Yom Kippur, I believe, that you have to fast, because that's the atonement. That's when you pay for your sins by not eating.
Isn't Rosh Hashanah more serious and more important?
No, Yom Kippur is more important.
Yom Kippur?
Rosh Hashanah is more joyous. It's, Happy New Year.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. I always kind of get these confused.
You get them mixed up.
So they do it backwards. They have New Year's first and Christmas after that. That's the Jewish way of doing it. Well, we have Christmas first.
Well,
and then
I wouldn't exactly equate Yom Kippur with Christmas, Doug. I'd say it's more like Easter if you had to do a Christian comparison.
All
it's more like Easter.
Right. I always, in the years that I've known a number of friends who were Jewish, I never have gotten these right. Never. I remember sitting in a synagogue in Los Angeles and trying to figure out what it was that was going on. I mean, I've been to Israel, four times? I don't have to know or understand the language in order to like the country. The traditions, it's true, I guess, with any ethnicity or any religion, but we all think that those traditions that are germane to a particular belief are, we think they're peculiar or odd because we don't happen to understand them or practice them just the same way as they think what we do is peculiar or odd. And that's the whole basis for all kinds of trials and tribulations in the world, because you don't understand each other's religious affiliation.
Well, think about this. If you knew nothing about Christianity, if you just came, you walked into a church, and you knew nothing about it whatsoever, this was like a total foreign concept to you, never heard of it, had no idea what it was about, never heard of the Bible, nothing. You walk into a church, and the first thing you see is some guy nailed to a cross.
Mm.
What would you think?
I think I'd want to go worship someplace else, thanks.
Right? I mean, it would be like, they're sacrificing people in here.
Right.
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
Think about it,
Food for thought. 16 after the hour. Roberta's Queen of Cheap Report is next here on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Order valid 825-98.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, let's get access to all this savings now. Pay attention, please, if you want to save a couple of bucks on toys or trips, that sort of thing.
Big deal on toys. Fisher-Price infant toys. Toys R Us has them. If you buy one for $30 or more, you get one absolutely free. A good way to stock up for holiday gifts, baby showers, all sorts of things. You always know you need something in the closet. I just needed something the other day. Tom said to me, do you have a toy for a three-year-old? A boy, no less. But luckily, I went in there. Bingo. Had a toy there. So stock up on these.
Good for you.
Kmart. Buy one, get one. Athletic shoes. Some of these are only $4.99 after the buy one, get one sale. And you have to go and you have to click on each one to make sure that it's offered in the sale. Some of them are, some of them aren't. But it's still an amazing deal because some of these athletic shoes only start at $9.99. If you like Better Homes and Gardens magazine, here's a way for you to get a free subscription. Now, it's supposed to be for businesses, and they're going to say, well, what best describes what you do? Well, if you're a stay-at-home mom, put down management or agriculture. Right? You get the idea. I mean, you do that, right? You manage things. You buy food. So, you know. So, I'm not telling you to stretch the truth. I'm just telling you to redefine yourself. And American Eagle, extra 50% off clearance items. And they've got some incredible jeans that are $30 or less. This all goes through September 10th. So, plenty of time to get some extra back-to-school clothes or some new duds for yourself. And you'll find all this great stuff at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com.
Thank you, Roberta. How much does a child's haircut cost? What's the going rate for a child's haircut? Anybody know?
I'd say in New York about $20-$25.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, where is, when you're in San Diego, what's it cost to bring a child to get a haircut? Same as an adult?
Yeah, I think a little bit less than what Roberta was saying. I think Reno was 15 to 20.
15. Mm-hmm. A lot of money for a haircut. Just curious. Curious minds want to know. 21 after the hour.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.
HempProtein.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Clip that Miley Cyrus has wrapped around her future, apparently, as she's talking about her performance with Robin Thicke, and that's what you just heard there at the MTV Video Music Awards. Me and Robin, you know, we're about to make history right now. What's amazing is I think that we're 3 days later and people are still talking about us, which he said 3 days. It was last week, wasn't it? Was it this past Sunday or a week ago Sunday?
It was a week ago, I believe.
That's what I thought.
A week ago.
Yeah. Anyway, she's 20 years old. She thinks the media frenzy is cool. We're having a good time. She says she thinks they're overthinking it, thinking about more than I was just there to have fun. I didn't even think about what was going on because I don't think. It's just me.
Obviously.
I don't pay attention
to
this.
Managers.
Negative because I have seen this play so many times. Anyway, she referenced Madonna doing it and Britney Spears doing it, yada, yada. So this thing has created all kinds of video possibilities. Somebody was creative enough as you'll see if you look at the video of the day today at DougStephan.com, somebody was clever enough to make a video out of an original Star Trek episode, and they've managed to edit in the Miley Cyrus VMA performance, and you watch the members of Star Trek reacting to what you think when you look at the video is the Miley Cyrus VMA performance. Of course, it's not, because this is a shot from a show that was in 1968, the most popular show on TV, but it's not. It's clever. As I think Michael said yesterday, a perfect example of somebody having too much time on their hand. But it really, I thought, was quite well done, frankly. And so it's kind of a hoot, and you'll get a hoot out of it if you check it out at DougStephan.com. Also, a study today finding that drinking a glass of wine a day could ward off depression. How many of you are
two glasses of wine really makes you happy?
Our poll today at DougStephan.com.
You think you've gone ahead.
How often do you have at least, you're very happy with yourself, aren't you? Very pleased with yourself. How often do you have at least a glass of wine? How often do you have at least one glass of wine? A, almost every day. B, once or twice a week. C, once or twice a month. D, once in a while. E, I don't like wine. F, I'm drinking a glass of wine
right now.
All right, so yesterday we asked you at DougStephan.com in the poll to tell us your favorite thing about the new month of September. We are into 9/4/13 today. So what is it that you like best about September? Let's see here. 33% of you, I'm not a fan.
It means winter is coming.
Yeah, right. Well, fall's on the way. 33% of you said fall's on the way. 25% of you said football's back. See, 16% said the new TV season is starting soon. 10% of you said the kids are back in school. And then 15% of you said something other than one of these choices. I don't have to tell you what my feeling is about football and that excitement that is unwarranted, unjustified, and kind of unnecessary. But being back in school is kind of a cool thing. The television season getting underway. Actually, some of the new shows are this week. Going to touch on television news in the next half hour. I'm Doug Stephan for Jennifer Horn on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. And today we're going for the birds. That's right. There's a lot of dangers out there for birds, and I want to share some of the do's and the don'ts. Provide your bird with the largest cage possible. Make sure bar spacing is such that the bird cannot get its head stuck in it. Cages with horizontal bars are especially good for climbing. Provide natural branches for chewing and perches. Manzanita makes a good purse, although too hard for them to chew. Provide soothing music for your bird. Loud rock music can be disturbing. Rainforest music is much appreciated by our parrot friends. Provide an enriched environment. Toys should be rotated or changed frequently. They prevent boredom. Tell your birds you love them every day and keep birds out of the kitchen. They can fly into boiling water. They can land on hot burners. Also, fumes from Teflon and self-cleaning ovens could be very, very deadly. Never feed your birds avocado, chocolate, coffee, or rhubarb and leave the toilet bowl lids down so the bird can't fly in by mistake. And you'll have a happy bird, I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for... Heart and Body Extract.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Communicates with you about the important issues of the day, stories, implications, opinions. Roberta Fasanelli is here to help in that vein, along with Ken Kessler. Richie is recuperating from his treatment yesterday. Jennifer Horn is who knows where. Nobody has heard boo from Jennifer for at least 48 hours. I wonder if she's been captured.
Spirited away, perhaps by some handsome gentleman.
Well, let's hope so.
For her sake.
Well, yeah, exactly. All right, so here are some of the things that people are talking about. The latest on Ariel Castro is that he's dead. Those of you who remember Mr. Castro, he had those three women captive in his home for nearly a decade. He was found hanging in his prison cell. Now, Roberta thinks somebody may have helped him.
I think somebody gave him some rope somewhere along the line.
Something.
How do you have to catch him? Would you like to practice your knots?
Well, but how is it that there is something available in a jail cell? I mean, people say sheets. I can't even begin to imagine how you would get a sheet tight enough to hang yourself.
You'd tear it up.
Really?
You know, you tear it into strips. You can braid it, maybe. That would make it stronger.
Okay, well. In terms of what, I just can't quite imagine, but then I haven't gotten the, I have no desire to hang myself, so maybe, but I haven't practiced.
Day ain't over yet.
Thank you, Michael. All right, next up, Boehner has backed the Syria strike, and now he's trying to get the Tea Party Republicans and other skeptical House members to support the Obama plan. Good luck on that one. You're not going to get. You talking about getting Rand Paul? What, you think he's going to go along with that? No, I'm not going to go along with that. Putin says Russia would support a military strike if it receives convincing evidence that Syria has used those chemical weapons. He wants to get along. We may not agree on everything, but we're leaders of the world. We should converse. He was giving Obama the old, one, two, because he canceled their meeting. Obama's, let's keep moving. 888-302-3684.
The commander of the Texas National Guard has defied a Pentagon order. He says that the state constitution in Texas defines marriage as between a man and a woman, so you ain't getting no benefits if you're married to a homosexual in the Texas National Guard. Forget about it. All right? Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Texas National Guard, the NAACP and the KKK, this is the first of its kind, a meeting in Casper, Wyoming, yesterday, to open dialogue. The NAACP, National Black Organization, and the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. Is it Ku Klux or Klu Klux? But I've never quite... Anyway, it doesn't make any difference. There are a bunch of you-know-whats.
You're confusing me, boss.
I know. Well, I don't see any reason for the NAACP to be talking to the KKK. I don't see any reason for the KKK to exist. Do you? Who thinks there's a reason, a good reason for the KKK? What possible reason is there for the... What good reason is there for the KKK to... What does it do that's good, that's beneficial, that helps other people? What does it do? I'm open... My ears are open. My mind is open. I don't get what the KKK has going for it, other than a bunch of bigoted, you know.
All that, too.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. All right. Geraldo is upset because Duquesne University canceled his appearance there, saying that he didn't meet their values, that he's not in line. His pictures that were posted on Twitter were not in line with their value system. So, they don't like his half-naked body, I guess, Roberta. Bottom line.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, I know the name Duquesne University. I don't know what it is. Is it a school connected to some religious sect? S-E-C-T? I think it is.
Know.
Must be. Somebody look it up. 888-302-3684. Going through the things that are important today. Long treated as a dead space, lobbies in hotels being transformed, according to a survey that's out today, into places that you can work, you can surf the web, you can meet friends, you can... I travel a good deal, so I'm in some pretty good hotels here and there. And I'm trying to remember which hotel it was that I was in fairly recently. And I remember... there was a lot of activity going on. The lobby, as this survey suggests, was not being used just for people wandering in, go over and, you know, you sign in, register, etc. There was a hubbub of activity going on, and I hadn't really thought about it, but yeah, if in fact you're traveling and you're on business, these hotels are catering to you, this makes nothing but sense. Make sure there's plenty of room for people at work. It's... You know, if you have a bread and butter clientele of working people, and we're not talking about the Holiday Inn, we're not talking about the Roadway Inn, we're not talking about the suites, those little suite hotels. No, we're talking about the big hotels, the grand old, the old, the Continental. What's the name of that hotel? That's on 46th Street, just below Roberta, just below one of those grand old. No, it's on the other side of the street. And it's down from the plaza. It's on the other side of the MetLife building. It just down that... There's,
the Waldorf Astoria.
Well, the Waldorf is on 33rd, isn't it?
No. The red lights. The Waldorf is on the other side of MetLife. It's on the north side of MetLife.
Anyway, there's a great hotel. I forget what it is. I love those old hotels. That's the point. And these are the places people go if they're in town for business. They don't go to these other places. Let's see here. Returning to American Idol, Harry Connick Jr. is the new face.
Yay.
Keith Urban returns.
Can't wait for that. That
Jennifer
is so
Lopez.
Great.
So they started yesterday, and they've already had some over there. They'll spend, what, how many weeks on the road? Anybody know? If Jennifer were here, she would know. I think they're on the road for...
At least a couple of months, I imagine.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's why Jennifer didn't want to come back again after her first year, because it got in the way of her travel, her tour schedule. But now, apparently, they've worked that out. And Serena Williams, man, is she hot. She won two for the U.S. Open crown.
two advances to semifinals. With she beat 6-0, 6-0 Spain's Carla Suarez Navarro. Just wiped the floor with her. So she's quite a powerhouse when it comes to tennis, no question about that. Good for her. 888-302-3684. All right, so we have some people in the news today. Katie Couric being one of them. Apparently, she's decided to get married again.
Aw, good for her.
She's engaged to John Molnar.
Good for her.
She's 56, he's 50. He popped the question at sunset on the beach in East Hampton at her house. They've been dating for 2 years, went public with their relationship in May, and I guess that... some people don't like Katie Couric. I happen to like her.
Oh, I like her very much.
Yeah, I do too. Her husband died in...
colon cancer, right?
Yeah,
right?
He's been dead for quite a long time. Anyway, so that's cool. Good for her. Good for him. Hope they're very happy. Jennifer Lopez, speaking about J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez has been interviewed a lot because all these people want to talk to her about being on board on Idol. And in this interview that's published this week in Cosmo, she says that she has a lot of fear. She has a lot of insecurity. Now, isn't this interesting? A huge superstar like her, but believe it or not, she feels insecure about her talent. And it starts when she was a child. The biggest insecurity she had was her singing. This woman sold 70 million records, folks. And she is unsure. She's not sure she's good at this. Well, God love her. When she was married to Mark Anthony, he helped me get over it, she said. He kept telling me, you're the only one holding yourself back from reaching your full potential as a singer. You got to let your fear go. Isn't that fabulous?
Yep.
You've got to let your fears go. You do. How many people do you know and love who are stuck in a fear zone, mm-hmm. and it gets in the way of their entire life? Their entire being is frozen. She's worked it through. I'm thinking, somebody sent me an email about a couple. You know, I get the most interesting email, and thank you, by the way, Doug@DougStefan.com.
Doug loves your emails.
Well, I like them because oftentimes they're very instructive, and they get into the personal side of people, and they all, everybody knows I love to talk about relationships. I am always learning from mine, something new every day, no matter how you shake it. And I was thinking about what happens when people communicate, or they think they're communicating. It doesn't just mean that you are talking. It means making sure that what you are saying is delivered and understood by your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whoever's in the other party. The sender can help by capsulizing in one sentence the gist of his or her comments if you are schooled enough. And this is not easy to do, by the way. It's a skill that you got to learn. I think that in my own quest to learn how to get along better, and I had this more on the farm yesterday than in any other. I mean, I have people that work with me on the farm and people that work with me like Roberta and Kenny, mm-hmm. and Michael, and So there is always, there's the giver and there's the receiver. The receiver can help by hearing the comments without being prejudiced. In other words, when the words come in from the sender, do you immediately twist them and turn them around, or do you give them a minute to explain? That's one of the most difficult things that I've found, and recently more difficult, to have somebody that you love listening to you and actually hearing what it is that you're saying. Some people just don't want to listen for whatever the reason. Maybe they're not capable of it. But because your life is full of communication tools, and because relationships get broken because one side or the other doesn't want to communicate, doesn't either want to hear it, doesn't want to say it, it's just, okay, this is it, this is my understanding of it, and, you know, it's distracting. I think that people can learn. It's a skill. And if you want to learn how to listen or be open to the other side, it isn't just, okay, you did this, that's my read on it, case closed. It's never like that. But when you're talking, there's a psychologist who's come up with a few hints. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Begin your conversation with your spouse, your girlfriend, loved one, with something positive. There's nothing that will open up the ears more.
Oh, honey, your ears. Your hair looks so pretty today. I love that new dress. Did you do something to your nails?
Okay. Try something like that. No matter what, don't attack. I bet you your first wife didn't listen. I bet you I could go through all these things, Kenny, and your first wife didn't do a damn one of these things. Right? Am I right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right.
Do not attack the party that you supposedly love. Be careful not to exaggerate, because even a slight exaggeration gives the other person a reason to reject everything you're saying. And that is, man, I found that out. But I didn't think I was exaggerating. But if the other person doesn't want to listen to what you're saying, then you say one thing and it's rejected, therefore everything's rejected. Provide evidence of what makes you feel this way. I'm remembering a recent conversation which I shan't go into. Focus on one topic, not everything, including the kitchen sink. Don't go through everything. Just take one thing and work it through. It's like anything at work. You got a problem at work? One thing at a time. Right? That's how you solve problems. You go through them one thing at a time. Hopefully that's helpful. 888-302-3684. Jeff, hi.
How are you?
Well, and you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you. When you were talking about Rosh Hashanah coming up, it reminded me of many of the things that Christians don't understand about the Old Testament.
Which would include what?
The seven feasts of the Lord in Leviticus 23. And there are three spring feasts. The Feast of Weeks in the middle, when the Holy Spirit came to the apostles. And then the three fall feasts, which is the three holidays that are coming up. But each one has a very specific foreshadow of Jesus Christ coming.
A foreshadow?
Yes, sir.
So you think that Christ is coming back now?
I know he's coming back. No one knows the day or the time.
All right, so it's not connected. Just because we're having Jewish New Year around the time of a problem in the Middle East, they're not connected.
Well, let me put it this way. Jesus' first coming and his crucifixion all occurred during the spring feast.
Mm-hmm.
The giving of the Holy Spirit as a comforter was given in the middle of the seven feasts. And, yes, I do believe that it will be during the fall feast that Jesus comes back, whether it's this year or 10 years from now or 100 years from now. It will be. He's satisfied to an astronomical exponential number in prophecy from Leviticus when he came in the New Testament.
All right, sir. I know that what happens when we have a conversation like that is that people's ears gloss over, as eyes glaze over. So I don't want to go too far with that, but I appreciate you doing the work and taking the time to call us at 888-302-3684. All right, Michael, let's get right to the television report, because we have news posted at DougStephan.com about a vampire series that Roberta loves called True Blood.
Oh, love it, love it.
Well, you're going to like this information. HBO announced yesterday, True Blood's seventh season next year will be its last. The final 10 episodes will air sometime in 2014. True Blood has been nothing short of a defining show for HBO, said the president of programming there. Together with its legion of fans, it'll be hard to say goodbye to the residents of Bon Temps. I've never seen one episode. That's how you know I haven't seen one episode of this show.
I can't believe it's 7 years now. Seventh season. Wow.
The third season premiere of Homeland leaked online yesterday. A pirated version of the episode, which will not air till September 29th, was downloaded by 100,000 people. Huh? Is that show that big? That's an HBO show too, isn't it? Or Showtime or something? It's on cable. Homeland. That's Claire Danes, and I forget the other guy's name. Right? But under the circumstances, wow, you got big fans there. Let's see, what else have we got here? LeBron James, the NBA star, is teaming up with stars for a half-hour scripted series called Survivor's Remorse. It will focus on two men who make it big after growing up poor in North Philadelphia. LeBron James. He's a kid from Cleveland, right? Who's he play for now?
Miami.
Plays for Miami. He's going to be a television guy?
That's a little hard. Well, maybe not such a stretch. 51 after, he's an actor out on the court, I guess.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
For us to spend some quality time with our favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. He's your animal's best friend, over and above you, of course. Unconventional love. Warren is that kind of a guy. As soon as he's around a dog, all the sniffing stops. Dog sits down and looks for some hugs and kisses. Right, Warren? That's how it works.
Exactly.
Where are my hugs and kisses? Hugs and kisses is the line that Warren put together, by the way. Great vitamin and mineral supplements specifically for your dog and your cat. You can check it out at hugsandkisses.com. And we'll check out what's on Warren's mind in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for a million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The Million Second Quiz begins this Monday on NBC.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here on Good Day. You have blogged that highly trained police canine dogs have been offered for sale by a sheriff's office in Texas. Why are they selling them?
This is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard, Doug. Here was a dog that served with the police department, did his job well, and for whatever reason, they don't need the dog anymore. So rather than the officer keeping the dog or someone else in the department adopting the dog, they're putting the dog up for sale, I believe, on Craigslist, which is absolutely insane. First of all, it's going to take a very special person to handle this dog. Most of these dogs come from Europe. And second of all, where's the dignity? Where's the thank you for all the work the dog did? I just don't get it, Doug. I don't get it at all.
Really? Well, I tell you, I'm hard-pressed sometimes to understand what it is that motivates people. Honestly, what it is, in this case, that there has to be attachment to the police or the sheriff's officers. So, scratch your head and move on.
You know, recently I went on a ride-along with the LAPD canine unit, and we went, you know, we spent the entire night together. And the bottom line is these guys that work with their dogs, they're as close to their dogs as any human partner can be. So I just don't understand what's going on in this town where they want to sell this dog rather than give it an award, give it an honor, and let it live out the rest of its life in dignity.
All right, here's the next item I saw that caught my eye. Reading to dogs maintains skill among school children. So yeah. That's a very interesting. I mean, as we get back to school, how do these two, reading and reading to dogs, come together?
You know, it's interesting. It was started many years ago by a group of teachers, Doug, but the results are absolutely fantastic. I was a horrible student. Everyone was telling me I can't do this, I'm lousy at this. The only thing that really liked me and gave me confidence was my dog. So what they find is that kids that are being criticized by the parents, you're not reading that right, if they read to their dogs, the dog is not going to make any judgments. It builds up their confidence and their self-image and really helps them get along with a lot of their other school classes. So reading to your dog or your cat, for that matter, or I guess a fish or a bird, it doesn't make any difference, can really build a kid's self-image because, once again, there's no criticism.
We don't talk much about cats here because I don't much care about cats. And I get criticized. Somebody sent me an email wondering about our feline friends and in the case of cat owners, if they don't have a dog, some people have both. Whether cats can have the same connection that unconditional love as a dog does for its owner.
First of all, Doug, dogs have owners. Cats have servants. Let's get that straight right off the bat, okay?
How silly of me.
The bottom line is yes. You know, the only people that say that they don't like cats or they don't understand the special relationship people have with cats are people that have never been owned by one. Mm-hmm. Legitimately, if you have a cat in your house and you treat it like a dog, that bond is incredible. I mean, so many famous people, presidents, politicians, have had cats with them. They're soothing and they're relaxing. Cats and dogs equal in their relationship with people.
Equality, let's hear it. Equality for all cats. Equality for all dogs. Let's have a protest. Warren Eckstein here.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.